Proclamation number 4841 of 17th of February, 1950. Disbelief towards the truth bearers. The bearers of truth and representatives of my word on earth will not succeed in convincing people of the truth of what they've received directly from me through the inner voice. And the process of receiving my word from above is unknown to people. They know neither the cause nor the purpose of this impartation. They are too distant from me myself that they have no living faith and therefore consider something impossible, but which is only extraordinary because they are not in the relationship with me as it should be, and the people who have entered into this relationship are very rare. Hence they are confronted by something entirely alien. They lack the knowledge of the working of the spirit in the human being and reject every explanation about it. They are unbelievers and call themselves believers. Only a few will be open-minded, and for the sake of these few you should speak and represent the truth wherever possible. Anyone who accepts it will be greatly blessed. Anyone who rejects it will one day bitterly regret it. For salvation was close to him, but his will is wrong, and, since he is free, the truth cannot be conveyed to him in any other way. Nevertheless, you must not become weary, you must not allow yourselves to be distracted if you have little success. As bearers of truth you will know yourselves what people lack and that they cannot be won over in any other way than through instruction. As bearers of truth you will also recognize the attitude of the individual. You will know the degree of maturity and make corresponding efforts or slacken your efforts where you are not accepted. In the last days you will wrestle for every soul. Your eyes will be sharpened and you will seize every opportunity to help a lost soul onto the right path. And even if it is only a few that you lead to me, these few will be saved. They will escape eternal ruin, i.e., they will be spared the infinitely long time of a renewed path through creation. And these souls will thank you eternally. Therefore, be faithful laborers for me in my vineyard. Be eager representatives for me on earth, because I need every one of you in the last time before the end. Amen.